We had another development today out of the U.S. Commerce Department that puts the relationship, more into focus even than it was. So first of all, the basic story was that the top U.S. official overseeing export controls said he expects a deal with global allies to limit further shipments of chip production equipment to China in the near term. But what also came out of that, and credit the South China Morning Post for splashing this across the front page, that the semiconductor export curbs would be followed by biotech and AI restrictions. And this was the comments coming from Alan Estevez, who's the Undersecretary of Commerce for Industry and Security. And he is that top official in this area at the Commerce Department. So it does raise a lot of questions. And it also raises some questions about how some of those stocks might trade today. Companies like Wuxi AppTec and Wuxi Biologics that trade in Hong Kong, that are in that biotech sector in China. It'll be interesting to see how they trade. The NASDAQ Golden Dragon Index, by the way, U.S. listed China stocks down 3.6% in the session today. All right, 9 minutes here before the top of the hour. That's a quick snapshot of some of the things we're looking at in the media. Rashad, to you.
Okay, let's find out about Apple. It isn't immune to a broader slump in tech. In fact, it managed to avoid the share slump, but otherwise the company did come out and post weaker than expected iPhone and services sales, and that's despite an otherwise upbeat earnings report. Mark Gurman is Bloomberg Technology reporter. Mark, thanks for joining us. We're looking at the iPhone delivering what, generating $42.6 billion of revenue in the fourth quarter, and analysts looked at 42.7. That's really a very small miss ultimately, but the services side perhaps was more of a concern. But let's also not forget that the rest of the report was not too bad.
So the iPhone miss was about $400 million. The services miss was about $800 million. So we're not talking, crater of an issue here, right? But investors and analysts always looking for more, right? But I think all things considered, given what we've seen from Meta, from Google, from Amazon earlier today, this is a pretty remarkable report from Apple. Yeah. They've clearly dodged the tech route here, but they are warning about some sort of holiday slowdown, right? So the growth rate for Q4 from the year ago quarter was 8%. Q1, the upcoming holiday quarter for 2023, it'll be less than that. They weren't clear if that would be a decline or just, between 1 and 7% growth. But clearly that they are preparing investors and analysts for not the best holiday quarter that they maybe would have imagined otherwise.
Very interesting to compare the governance of Apple versus Meta. That's a stark difference there. And actually, Apple's margins went up, right? So Tim Cook is managing the company and managing to cut some costs as well. That helps the bottom line.
I mean, the difference between Apple and Meta at a very fundamental level in terms of margins right now is Meta is sort of recalibrating its entire business, right? They're reorganizing the company around augmented and virtual reality with this Reality Labs division, right? And anytime you boot up a new company, obviously that's going to be very capital intensive process. Whereas, Apple's not undergoing some sort of big transition here. They're popping out new iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, Macs, you name it, as they have been the last several years. So that's the difference why you see sort of the better margins on the Apple side than the Meta side.
And Mark, just looking at Apple, okay, as we go into the holiday season, as it were, they're warning a little bit about that. Perhaps that's already in the price to some extent. But what is the overall read through from all these tech companies, including the likes of Google, Meta, and the like?
Yeah, they're all bracing for a pretty bad holiday quarter. They're all talking about foreign exchange headwinds, specifically on the Google and Meta storefront. They're talking about digital advertising. Apple's ad business remains very small, although they're planning to expand that next year. So I think of all of them, Apple's in the best shape, right? I mean, I think generating nearly at expectations for the iPhone in terms of revenue is pretty strong. You haven't seen a big cratering of services revenue despite no more stay-at-home orders in many parts of the world. So I think you're seeing a fundamental difference there.
Mark, I asked this question to a guest earlier, and I want to put it to you. It's a sort of broad type of question. Tech did very well after COVID hit, and really the economy was slammed, and everything looked dire. But these types of companies did very well, and it's not going that way this time. What's the chief reason for that?
Well, I think we're going in the opposite direction, right? I mean, COVID hit and Amazon did extremely well because they were offering things that you needed from stay-at-home situations, right? Shipping, services, cloud, video streaming, Prime, music, what have you. Google, people are spending more time online on their computers. They were using more Google services. You saw the transition to digital infrastructure accelerate pretty significantly as well. That benefited Google. Facebook, right? Facebook, what they've done over the past 2 years is sort of integrate that transition of a deeper VR and AR push. And I think that investors are not really going to want to see a capital-intensive reboot of a company going into a recession. So I think it all comes down to timing. And I think what Apple's proven over the last, 3 years or so, especially during COVID, that its products are really indispensable and the elasticity is, maybe stronger than people had anticipated for its devices. And I seem to think that will continue despite the, the poor outlook economically over the next several months.
Yeah, also, Mark, we've got them putting up the prices of some of the services as well, chiefly music and Apple Plus.
So what you've seen them do is they raise in the U.S. $2 for Apple TV Plus a month, $1 for Apple Music. You've also seen some of the pricing of their hardware increase internationally as well. On the music side, they're saying it's because of increased licensing costs. On the TV Plus side, because they're saying when they initially launched at $5 a month, it was a very limited availability of content. Now there's a lot more content, which is absolutely true. And on the international price hikes on hardware, that's, of course, because of foreign exchange headwinds when they convert the income there to the U.S. dollar.
I heard that actually Apple provided something like a $10 billion hit to Meta because of those privacy changes.
Yeah, there is, an argument to be made about that $10 billion figure. Meta has argued that the sales hit there have to do with the Apple privacy changes, whereas Apple might argue that the $10 billion hit is related to the Reality Labs push, and that $10 billion hit was later to be revealed by Meta as the same amount that they're having been impacted by because of Reality Labs and VR and AR. So it really is a mixed bag. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle, as it typically seems to be with these types of things.
Okay, and we may see some better sales out of China coming up as China at some point has to move beyond COVID, one would think. Anyway, Mark, thanks for joining us. Mark Gurman, Bloomberg Technology Report.